was a story I told you long ago from India. The story is like, one day heaven make a party and invited some heavens and hell beings also, like equal opportunity to the feast. Both groups, heavens and hell beings, were given the same treatment, same welcome, same type of table, same food, and same utensils.
Yes.
They sat on a big table together, and in front of them there was a big bowl of delicacies, heavenly, tasty food. But they were all given a very long spoon.
Oh.
They could reach the food, but they could not bend their elbows. And with such a long spoon, if you don't bend your elbow, you cannot eat. And it's a long table also, so you don't have to bend your elbow even to get the food. There's one rule only, you cannot bend your elbow.
Mm.
Oh. So if you cannot bend your elbow, then you cannot feed yourself. So all the hell people were complaining, miserable, and then left. They said, how can we eat? You're teasing us. You've given us beautiful food, and then you don't let us feed ourselves. If we cannot bend our elbow and shorten the spoon, or like we cannot touch the head of the spoon.
Mm. Yes, Master.
And we cannot bend our elbow. How will we feed ourselves? So they left in disgust and misery. And the heaven group of beings, they were getting the food and feeding each other across the table.
Oh, well.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ah, you don't have to feed yourself. You feed others and others feed you.
Yeah, feed one another.
So similarly, in this world, if we change our mentality, if we change our concept of how we would feel well, then the world will be well.
Yes.
Think of others. Just like it is your own situation, then you would feel your heart melting, soften with compassion, with love, and then whatever you do to help them is real. It will earn you immense merit in heaven and earn these people also immense happiness on earth as well as hereafter. But the world did not learn well. Some are good and helping, but not a lot. That's why our world is so miserable as is.
Yes.
Some parts are okay, but still it's not the way we should behave, because there's not enough good people.
Yes, Master.
Not enough good management of the wealth that God bestowed on this planet.
Yes, Master.
If the managing is well, then all will be well. All people will be well, and there will never be war or conflict of any kind. There will never be any sickness or trouble, misery of any kind. Everyone will be satisfied, contented, and happy.
Yes, Master.
That's not very difficult to do. Yeah? Not difficult.
Exactly.
But many people in the world don't learn. And these many people are the governing people. That is the problem.
Yes, Master.
And now it's even worse. All the bad ones are governing.
Yeah.
Oh, many, not all. And some are not very enlightened also. So it doesn't help. So this man, Karun, he was very proud and arrogant. Huh? He said he himself that earned all this richness and privilege. Even though people already reminded him of God, he doesn't feel thankful to God.
Yes, Master.
He feels that he is the one who is able to earn all this possession by himself, by his own talent and knowledge. Well, I hope people will wake up and remember God. And give thanks every day. And be grateful, be humble. And change their way of life. For example, as much as they treasure their lives, they should treasure other people's lives. By not making war, but making peace. And treasure other beings' lives, who also love life and not suffering and death, like the animal people. For example, like that.
Yes, Master.
And share what they can share with the neighbors. In need, then our world will have no problem. We will not even need to go to paradise. We will create a paradise here on earth. I don't see how difficult that can be.
Yes, Master.
I don't see any difficulty. It's just the management is not done well and still is not done well. So many people are suffering and they even make more suffering. I told you, humans are their own pandemic, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And I'm still of that opinion. I hope they change, and quick. Otherwise, all will be doomed. I don't even know when. Ay, who knows when?
Yes, Master.
So this is probably one of the ancient true stories that has been conveyed to some people through the saints, the sages, or through some heavenly beings, maybe during their meditation or during the master's discourse or something like that. No matter what, it's from heaven. In the story, it's recounted from heaven for people in the world to understand that richness and fame in this world is poisonous if you don't know how to handle it. Just like electricity is beneficial, but you have to know how to handle it, yeah?
Right. Yes,
Master. You know, you'll be shocked and dead, yeah? And poison, some also can be used to treat illnesses.
Yes.
But you have to handle it with care. Like, the people even use cocaine or heroin to treat patients.
Yes.
The doctors, they use them, in some cases, to treat patients. But it's not for you to just abuse it, and then you'll be dead, huh?
Right, yes.
You'll be in trouble. It could help to save life, but it could also kill. You know that, right?
Yes, Master. Right.
Just like this man, Karun, he was rich and famous and respected and had all the privileges, and suddenly the earth gave in, that's it. He and his whole possessions were all buried together, deep and melted in the hard core of the planet.
Yes.
Or maybe at that time, didn't say how, but probably an earthquake or a volcano or whatever.
Yes.
Or tsunami. In our world, we know too many.
Yeah.
Right.
Too many, all the time, and still going on, all these disasters. And because many regions are still safe, so they think nothing will happen to them. They never know.
Yes,
that's right.
Trouble could happen overnight or in a few seconds and you'll be gone.
Yes.
Everything you work hard for and are proud of will be nothing. Will be dirt. And yourself too. You don't even have 1 meter square to be buried in. So this is a story which carries a lot of moral teaching in it.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
I hope people who are rich and famous and powerful in the world listen to this story and wake up quick. Wake up quick. Be vegan, make peace. That's all they have to do. Be vegan, make peace, do good deeds. That's all they have to do. It's not difficult, is it?
No, Master.
Not at all.
No.
Even a 5-year-old kid can do it. I hope everybody will wake up and just do that.
I really hope so.
And even if you don't seek heaven, you will have heaven. And right in front of your eyes.
Right.
No need to go after death or anything even. And of course, after you die, the hereafter is also heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's pray that people wake up, be enlightened somehow, and be respectful to all the teachings of the masters in the past, and maybe present and future. Amen.
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 Any questions concerning this story, by the way? Any that comes across your mind? You did not know to what you want to ask. You just listen, huh? Okay. Any?
No questions, Master.
No questions. Actually, the lesson is clear, huh?
Yes.
All right, good. I also don't feel very very vigorous. I go to meditate now, and so are you, okay?
Yes, Master.
Unless any urgent work, and finish it quick, and meditate before you sleep. Yeah, even if you already meditate 3 times a day.
Yes, Master.
You try, at least, okay?
Yes, Master.
You try. You try, because you work very hard, and maybe you cannot help it, but snoring during your meditation. But you try your best, and heaven will know it. Okay, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Master.
And I keep telling you to buy new clothes, but I saw you wearing old clothes all the time. Yeah. You don't have to pay for it, you know, right? Okay? Some people think they have to pay with their salary. Yeah. But you don't have to.
Thank you, Master.
You have everything you need. If it's too old and you're gaining some of your stomach wisdom, then you have to buy new clothes to fit. You know, these love handles around, they call it.
Oh, yes, we have a lot of that.
Spare tire.
Yes. We have the truck tires.
You look decent, okay? You don't have to look so poor. But at least you are not trapped into this kind of arrogance and ungratefulness like the guy called Karun in the story.
Yes, Master.
All right. I wish you a good night and all the best that you can have, that you want to have for this year. Huh?
Thank you, Master.
Actually, for this day. We take one day at a time. All right. All the best. God love. God bless. God shield.
Thank you, God.
God bless, Master.
Love you.
We love you, Master.
Love you, Master.